The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service had been threatening to step in and protect the lesser prairie chicken for years, a sour prospect for farmers and ranchers who own almost all the bird's habitat.
They almost think they can take over your property if you're not doing everything you can to make sure this species survives.
Norval Ralston has thousands of acres with crops, cattle, and wind turbines near Mullenville, Kansas. The wind power and oil companies that operate out here don't want the feds coming in either. So over the last few years, they worked with Fish and Wildlife to come up with a grand plan.
We just call it the range-wide plan.
Jim Pittman with the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism says it covers the bird's entire habitat, parts of Colorado, New Mexico, Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas.
It's unprecedented. It's really difficult for state agencies to work across those political boundaries.
The plan will pay landowners to make their property more livable for prairie chickens. Companies that degrade habitat will have to compensate landowners to create more of it elsewhere. It could be profitable for farmers and ranchers, and it needs to be. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Director Daniel Ash says the birds are dying for habitat.
They've lost 84% of the short grass prairie, which this bird depends on as its home.
Walking towards a lek, which is kind of like a singles bar for prairie chickens. They get together and do their thing. Half a dozen football-shaped males with striped plumage and bulging orange air sacs on their necks are strutting around this patch of high ground, picking fights and trying to impress the ladies.
Pin just flew in.
Ken Brunson, the Nature Conservancy, says the birds convene at the same spots each year to mate, but otherwise keep their distance.
This is a large landscape species. The birds from this lek will probably require up to 20 square miles for their home range to be able to exist.
They only nest on the ground and nowhere near a tree or anything else, like an oil derrick or wind turbine sticking up from the prairie. There were once millions of the birds, and Daniel Ash says now there may be fewer than 18,000.
We've made a threatened determination, which allows us flexibility to acknowledge the work that's been done at the state level.
That range-wide plan we talked about. Ash says this special listing only improves the regionally created plan. Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt is not buying it.
For the Fish and Wildlife Service to come out and say, yes, we're going to classify the lesser prairie chicken as a threatened species, but we're not going to change anything. We're simply going to defer to the quote-unquote the conservation process that's been adopted seems to beg the question, then why did you take the step?
Pruitt plans to sue to stop the listing, but the real action is with the landowners. If they don't agree to take payments to manage their properties in bird-friendly ways, the whole range-wide plan falls apart.
You know, I'm not a federal government man.
Wayne Keller is scanning the vast expanse of caramel-colored prairie from his ranch south of Dodge City for prairie chickens. The birds' numbers dropped by half in 2012 alone. Keller says it's drought that's killing them.
Really, 4 years of just real brutal conditions. No morning dews, just blast furnace winds. It just wore you out just to be out here.
The prairie grass has died back, and the wildlife depending on it is suffering. Lesser prairie chickens only live about a year and a half average, so a couple of years without chicks takes a serious toll. Back at the breeding ground, these blustery males are doing their part. If they can get the hens and the weather to cooperate, each couple could produce up to a dozen chicks and help build the birds' numbers. But with lawsuits, legislation, and hard feelings to sort out, repairing its habitat and its long-term prospects is going to be a lot more difficult. Frank Morris, KCUR News.